Short story number 78, Delusion. What Delusion? By Larry Vardaman, or by Jeanette Vardaman, read by Larry Vardaman. We were taught as student nurses not to try and force a patient to deal with reality by challenging their delusions. However, my curiosity got the better of me one day when I decided to test this out with a geriatric patient in the psychiatric unit. She looked frail and harmless enough, sitting alone, calmly looking out the windows of the day room at the puffy white clouds drifting by. Betty started telling me a very unusual story of how the previous week she had caused a cloud to grow into a giant thunderstorm by simply staring at it. She said lightning had struck the fence surrounding the hospital and opened the front gate. I questioned her, asking, "Are you sure that's what really happened?" She gave me a look of unbelief, angrily stood up, picked up a chair, and threw it at the window through which she had been looking. Fortunately, the window had bars, and her outburst did little damage. I never tried that again, at least not as a student. Never underestimate the elderly with dementia or delusions. They can become combative very quickly, especially if they're delusional. It's also important to maintain a distance to allow for outbursts of clawing, biting, hitting, kicking, or throwing objects. The names in this story are fictional.